Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hear ye, hear ye. It is week one of season 11. Of the most entertaining and longest running fantasy daily football only daily fantasy show, 11 years. So this should be a good show because we got Mr. Tuttle back on the show. For those that don't know, Tuttle is a legend. And so we are going to be going through week one. We're going to be picking his brain a little bit and also seeing where he stands in all the best ball contests. That's coming up next on the Swolecast, Season 11 on RotoGrinders.com.
Can you hear the static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro, live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Welcome back. I am so stoked. We got Tuttle on. Yeah, Steve says season 11 or season 10. I don't know. It might be season 10. I know that I got an alert yesterday that said 10 years ago, you and Drew Dinkmeyer were starting off the NFL kickoff show. So that was a fun little watch down memory lane. Soccer wow. Dave, David Kitchen here, joined by Peter Overzet, Davis Maddock, and the man who has his own starting five now, Dan Gasper, Mr. Tuttle 05. Tuts, how's it going?
It's going well. Sorry for the delay to get on here. I was trying to put a picture of a baby on the background, a bunch of little babies, but
yeah,
I got logged out of the StreamYard account. I don't know my login info, and it's been that long since I've been on a show, so I can't change my background.
You've got your hands full. Like it's
you
it's
abandoned us, Dan. You straight up you said, you know what, Davis, Peter, Dave, my friends, the guys who are always there for me. Dan, I'm a child of divorce. So I kinda took it hard that you weren't willing to learn what team Jacoby Myers played for in order to do off-season shows with us, honestly. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
I know. I apologize. I will say this off season would have been easier for me to like actually log on and do than talking about Top Shots and crypto all of last off season.
I don't think the word NFT got mentioned once the entire summer. We were straight to business.
No. And seeing how hard Tuttle works in the background on the projections and the ownership and the college football product, just lamenting how Nebraska's roster included, their depth chart includes a guy with a torn ACL, and just seeing him tilt. The guy works hard. And so I don't want people to think because he wasn't on the Swolecast that he's not a hard worker, because that's what people associate with the Swolecast is hard work. So, Tuttle, are you ready to enter this this draft in Underdog?
Oh, I'm not entering. I'll
it's going to be sad. Yeah. Goodbye to Hot Basketball Summer, but looking forward to it, Tuttle.
You got
to
enter. We told everybody that this would be your best ball draft in Underdog.
Do you need to deposit? Do we need to send you? We can send you.
I need to download the app. I need to deposit.
I'm maxed out. All those Tuttle,
I yeah, I'm maxed out too.
I'm maxed out as well. We literally were counting on you.
Yeah.
Although maybe Cam can hook me up now that he's the VIP, the VP there at Underdog.
Oh, right. public service announcement to my fellow grinders. It is double tier credit week on DraftKings. So if you, like me, have to literally grind every single micro skinny edge in order to get to, what is it, diamond status, which is a huge bump up in the crowns you get back and the rewards you get. Week one is a good week to go all in because you're getting double the tier credits.
Yeah.
Where's your MLB Ironman sitting at, Davis? How many days?
I've got it every single day. I haven't missed one.
What a guy. I was tilting a little bit because I'd already maxed out the DraftKings Millie. And so they were giving like credits for if you entered a few,
only
4,000 crowns.
Only 3,000 crowns. It's max 3 redemptions.
Yeah, so
I had to enter DraftKings Best Balls because they gave me like 5 or 6 tickets.
They gave you tickets.
It was the worst thing I've done all summer.
They weren't normal tickets. I bet they weren't normal tickets. Were they the $10 or were they?
Yeah, they were only the $10 ones. They weren't the $5.55.
Oh,
although I saw like screenshots of those too. That just looks like misery. It's just a bunch of sharks, just like throwing money back and forth.
Okay, so Tuttle, are you going to enter a Best Ball and share your screen?
I'm not. Sosa already said psych on the twitter.com, so I know this is a joke.
Sosa!
Dude,
We just try to do one bit around here.
What are you doing?
I told you before the show I was doing that. I didn't think Tuttle was going to be sitting on Twitter. I didn't tag him.
Oh, my God.
Sosa's looking out for the dads out here. I appreciate it, Sosa.
You should know, Sosa.
Just well within the tradition of the show, the bit gets ruined before it even starts. But I know Peter has. Come on, tell me, Peter, you've been in the lab. You've been working on this Overzets overview for months.
We do have an Overzets overview. If by in the lab you mean in the past 25 minutes, then yes, I have been in the lab on it. But we do have.
Have you had this feeling where you're like, wait, there are week one games I actually have to know something about because I've been spending the entire last 4 months knowing nothing about week one, like literally not paying any attention at all to who's playing who in week one.
Yeah, Pete, when we say like Kansas City, do you think like the Bengals? Like are you just so programmed into week 17?
When I had RotoPat on the randomizer, someone gave us a prompt where RotoPat had to guess week 17 matchups and I had to guess week one, and he knows all the week one matchups and I know all the week 17. And the only one I knew is Chiefs Lions for the first week. That's the only game. I know now I'm up to like 6 or 7, but we're getting there.
Yeah. Yeah. Now is when we have to like, and this is why we do this show, you know, it's for people that are just now tuning in. You know, we've been doing it for so long, but we also are like the only show to really give you the first look for what's happening on this. This is why we do it on a Wednesday. Obviously, things are going
to
change.
I think Smiz did a first look 7 weeks ago. So I think we might have been beaten to the punch for the first look show.
Yeah. Well, we do the first look show differently than Smiz does. He does his actually the first look show. This is just really the first time we look at the slate and we enjoy it together. So, you know, we have a little bit of overview. Pete, I know that you do the SiriusXM show, so you've had plenty of time, the 30 minutes after your SiriusXM show ended and all the commercial breaks. So without further ado, let's get to Overzet's overview.
He's got that dog in him. What? He's got that dog in him. What? Overzet's overview. Come on.
Amazing.
All right. It is time for Overzet's overview. It feels great to be back. You know, we finally emerged from hot best ball summer, which means Tuttle no longer has a legitimate excuse to avoid us. So sorry, Tuttle, you're stuck with us the rest of the season. I do want to say, just because I know there's probably new viewers, people tuning in for DFS, they're not kind of familiar with what we're about around here, our mission statements. First and foremost, I just want you guys to know, no drama. We do no drama. We got the best tools. We got the best projections, the best communities. We build winners, plain and simple. And, you know, this isn't about touting. This is about business for me, because I submit my time card once a month and I get paid by Better Collective. No drama. Just want people to know that. As we kind of look forward to this year, there are going to be some changes. Davis is no longer doing DFS projections this year. I don't know if people heard that. Which means he's not going to tell us Tutu Atwell is a great play because of his points per dollar value on DraftKings. It's going to be because Short King Summer is still in full swing. So everyone look forward to vibes-based analysis from Davis going forward. Last time we saw David Kitchen drafting a best ball team, he was blindfolded. You guys remember that? Last time we saw Kitchen playing DFS, it looked like his teams were built blindfolded. So some things never change here with David Kitchen. This week one slate, like every year, it's a true Wild West because DraftKings had to release their salaries in June, and because they had to focus on airdropping DK Trolls holders a companion NFT or something like that. I don't know what the roadmap is. It's you guys got to figure it out. But let's dig into the meat and potatoes of this slate, guys, because at QB, sure, you can pay up for Hurts or Lamar, or you can clutch your rosary beads and punt it off with Anthony Richardson or Sam Howell. It's a great week for punting in cash. We will throw it ultimately to David Kitchen to let us know which one of those guys we can punt it with. At running back, there's a lot of value. Raheem Mostert, Samaje Perine, both in the 5Ks here on DraftKings. And Derrick Henry is going to be very popular, which just actually feels like a fitting way to start the season, fading Derrick Henry and having him shove it down our throats. There's no other way I would want to start a new DFS calendar year. At wide receiver, everyone's going to be able to get up to one of Reek, Jamar Chase, or Jefferson with all the value. I'll be lock buttoning Marvin Mims for one beautiful week until it's revealed that he is just KJ Hamler 2.0. So let's just enjoy it while we have it. And every good tight end is questionable, which means we'll talk ourselves into playing Mac Hollins backup for 4,500.
Oh, God.
Dave, it feels so great to have the writer's strike lifted. Yeah. Back to you for the Swolecast.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Great to have the Overzet's overview back on the show. Let's just dive into, as far as the slates as a whole, Davis, what are you thinking about the slate? Going cheapy running backs? You going against the grain, maybe expensive running backs this week?
Well, this is, it's sort of what ended up happening last year, where the contrarian thing was to pay up at running back. I mean, that is what ended up being the meta on DraftKings last year. Instead of playing Jefferson, Tyreek, Chase, Adams, I actually think Adams ends up being the really good pivot. I would the Broncos have a corner, right? Patrick Surtain, he's the son, and Patrick Surtain is a junior, and his dad was a cornerback, right?
Surtain, yeah.
Let's go. Okay, all right.
Aren't you worried?
I know ball. So that means McCaffrey, Eckler. I mean, Bijan, you want to talk about psychic scars of Arthur Smith. Bijan Robinson, we talked about this all summer, but had he been drafted by any other team other than the Atlanta Falcons, he would have maybe been the first overall pick in fantasy football. Tuttle, I do not have the projections up. I am going to guess you and your friends over at rotogrinders.com have Bijan projected for 8.3% ownership in large field contests. Is that higher or lower?
6.97, it looks like.
Okay, so not too far off. That this is a first look show. That might end up being my flag plant. Bijan against the Panthers might be my flag plant.
And also ownership changes throughout the week. This is
I'm pretty sure it's kind of just
set. It's going to stay pretty stagnant.
It's stagnant.
that first,
especially the first initial run of it.
No, because I did listen to Blender's show this morning while at the office gym. No big deal, but he was looking at some of the ownership projections with Noto, and he made it clear that the ownership projections would change.
But nothing is going to happen on this slate. There's no news that could happen that would get Bijan above 11%. There literally is nothing that could happen. Like the spend up plays on this slate will be Jefferson, Tyreek, and Chase. I feel extremely confident about that.
Okay, I will say, if you have a issue with ownership projections this year, just at Chris Jimeno or at Kyle Murray. I'd want to say Kyler.
Jimeno, I mean, he loves it. Jimeno loves to debate ownership projections with you. It's like one of his favorite things. Love Jimeno.
The best is when people criticize the early look ones, like down to the point. Like, oh, I don't know, this seems a couple percent off. And it's like on a Monday. Yeah. It is the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. So you've got the we're about to touch on quarterbacks in a second, but you have the top two team totals being a team with two new offensive coordinators. People are just really stoked about both these offenses in the Ravens and the Chargers. Anything else, Tuttle, that we really need to be looking out for this week for week one?
I'm not your guy, man.
Keep an eye out.
I was out here grinding Northwestern market shares before the show started, in Eastern Carolina versus Marshall, man. I'm not that guy for the updated news. I will say, I ran a bunch of aggregated lineups before I came on just to pretend like I knew what I was talking about a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks ugly out there. This doesn't even look like a fun slate. Like the top running backs we're getting are like Deion Jackson, Kenneth Walker, Jamal Williams, Alexander Madison.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying with the Bijan stuff is like, I'm not piling it all in. I've been waiting all summer for this. I'm not playing Deion Jackson. Like, I want to play with my fun toys. Yeah, I'm not doing Deion Jackson.
And Jamal Williams will get shut out. Will just get shut. He might have negative points.
I actually think Jamal probably, like, you just play him in cash.
I prefer Jamal on FanDuel where it's half point PPR. Not going to catch a lot of passes.
See, so I need somebody, because I'm out of the NFL news cycle. I need somebody to tell me where the uncertain situations are.
Jamal is not very uncertain. Kamara suspended. Kendre Miller has a hamstring injury. The other guys there have been all depth pieces.
I do not trust New Orleans, number one. Number two, the defense from the Titans is just going to be
all right, mute. Nasty. Sosa, can we mute? Can we mute Soccer Dave?
No, Sosa's too busy.
Tuttle, I would say these are some of the most uncertain situations that can impact who wins $1 million in week one. The Cleveland wide receiver rotation could be Elijah Moore gets like a crazy good target role. I think Baltimore between Beckham, Flowers, and Bateman, anyone who tells you, I mean, I certainly have made my bets on Flowers and Bateman, but I'm very open to being wrong, and I will be playing Odell Beckham in week one, so Bill Barnwell will unblock me on Twitter.com, formerly known as X. I think the Jacksonville running back rotation is pretty uncertain. The Eagles backfield, if you get the Eagles backfield right in week one, and the $1 million play would be playing Quentin Johnston on DraftKings.com because everyone's going to be playing Palmer.
And
we have Elijah Moore projected for fairly high ownership, but in the aggregate builds I was doing, he's not showing up a lot. So that means someone out there is pretty low on him in general. What do you think the consensus will become Sunday? Do you think it'll all be like, okay, he's a pretty solid play?
I would be very surprised if he ends up being pretty chalky, because all the Nathan Yonke tweet readers all offseason have been reading that he only plays in three wide receiver sets and Njoku basically never leaves the field, and it's Donovan Peoples-Jones who plays. And then there's a very small segment of Yonke readers who like Cedric Tillman.
Amari Cooper's not that expensive either, right? Mm-hmm. 5,800. Yeah. Like, and if I do think we can look at some best ball stuff just to see how sentiment carries over, and like the market was firmly on Amari over Elijah Moore. I think that carries over.
Yeah. And we do have two min price receivers to figure out what we're going to do. Jaden Reed, especially if Dobbs is out this week.
Christian Watson didn't practice today with a hamstring injury.
Oh boy.
So Jaden Reed might be the answer to who is the 3K wide receiver in week one.
Yeah. And then
So we're gonna stack Jordan Love with Jaden Reed and Luke Musgrave and call it a day.
Yeah.
Which one you're gonna mention, Kitchen, because there's one I feel like you're leaving out.
There's a short wide receiver.
No, it's Puka Nacua.
Dave, can we get our first bet? Can we get our first bet on the board for the year at 2-2 versus Puka straight up PPR points?
Yeah.
$25 booked.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you. You want to send it to me in Bitcoin?
Shooting fish in a barrel. All right.
Dave's gonna write about this bet and cave his cave-ish newsletter.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Dave is fascinated with Nacua. I actually don't get it.
Did you not see last week that they said he would be immediately on the field, getting touches, explosive, that sort of thing?
Tutu already has been explosive on the field in the NFL.
If Tutu gets points for like fair catches, sure, but that's not
Dave,
this league.
Dave,
so
have fun staying poor, David Kitchen.
Let's get on to quarterbacks. Davis, I do feel like quarterbacks for like FanDuel cash games are a little different than like, you know, DK tournaments. What is your opinion on the FanDuel cash game quarterback situation?
I don't know. You think I should play? Should I deposit?
Yes.
I'll play week one. And if I win, I'll keep playing. And if I lose, I'm not going to deposit again.
We should guess how much money I have in my FanDuel account. I have not logged in since the NFL playoffs.
I know I have zero.
This is a how rich moment for
no, it's not.
No, because Peter, the only money he won were like off the free rolls and then like doubling up from last year. On the teams that we
I thought it was gonna be like, oh, I haven't logged in.
Yeah,
I know I have $0 because I drove over to Illinois and put it all in for the Super Bowl, and then Jerick McKinnon kneeled on the 1 yard line, so none of my same game parlays hit because they all had McKinnon anytime TD.
All right, just as a reminder, make sure to like and subscribe. The road to 10K continues on this year. Leave a comment. We'll be reading some of the comments throughout the season. So even if you're watching live, leave a comment.
They locked my account.
Is over.
Oh, no.
That's really how long has been since you logged in? Right. It'll happen.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and get started on just overall the quarterback situation. Cheap versus the unknown versus like the elite. Right, Davis?
Well, Lamar and Hurts are going to be the chalk. I think some people will play Jalen Hurts in cash. Other people will play Anthony Richardson. The truly brave amongst us will play Sam Howell. To me, I think the two best tournament quarterbacks are both going to be a little bit underowned. And quarterback, I mean, we talk about this all the time. It's well-worn territory, but quarterback chalk never really gets too out of control, especially when they all project pretty similarly. But Herbert and Tua, I'm really looking at Tua, who is overpriced relative to his median projection. He's 6,700, but projects slightly worse than Lawrence, Burrow, Herbert, yada, yada. But I think that that game is the one that I'm looking at. But you can get weird with it because you can play a chain. You can play Johnston. Like there are, I mean, you can play Durham Smythe if you are a real, real sicko. Gross. So there are some ways I think to play into the chalky spots while not playing the most owned permutations.
Yeah, I feel like Herbert's going to be pretty decently. I mean, it's probably going to be like spread out, but I think he's going to have plenty of ownership, Pete.
Yeah, I think maybe third, like Hurts, Richardson, Lamar, Herbert. That's why I do like the Tua call, right? I mean, that's the best game on the slate as far as like.
Are people going to play Richardson in tournaments though? Feels like classic, like play the quarterback in cash, but don't play him in tournaments.
I think he's more risky in cash. Like, I think he's possibly even unnecessary in cash on week one.
My whole take on Anthony Richardson, and this applied to best ball too and carries over here, is I think people oversell the Anthony Richardson ceiling and undersell the floor. I think
this
he's got a great
Reeves
floor.
Saying.
How is he? Yeah. He's like not putting up 30 points here. Like he's just not doing that.
Yeah.
He'd have to get the rushing bonus and score twice to have like a GPP winning score. Because I do think, I mean, the Jonathan Taylor stuff, the wide receiver room, they kept four wide receivers and five tight ends, I think. Like, it's going to be some real 1980s style football for the Colts.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm like, Herbert's 1,300 more. So why wouldn't you just play him in cash? Is my thing.
Right. Kitchen, you got to give us the definitive Deshaun Watson.
I'm going to let that slide, but like, just no one listened to that.
Why? Well, Peter just agreed.
Well, I disagree because I'm not playing cash, so I'm sure it's fine.
It's not, hey, buddy, it's not week 18. Peter is not in the cash game streets. Are we running it back this year? Are you in? Is this year four of doing it?
Oh, yeah. Week 18. It's a tradition. Like,
but Davis, you don't think that Herbert is a safer play for cash games for 1,300 more? Like, I would get it if you're talking about like Howell and Lamar on FanDuel, Davis, where there's this huge gap.
David, yeah. Herbert is not a cash play. If you're spending at quarterback, it's Jalen Hurts. If you are saving, it is Richardson or Howell.
Okay. All right. Deshaun Watson, only 6K on DK.
That's low-key a good game. I actually can see
Cleveland playing Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Potential for blow for just a huge week one game here.
I like Njoku in that game.
I want to ask more of a philosophical question because I know a lot of our audience, myself included, we got best ball brain. Philosophically, how do you approach your main lineups this week in DFS? Are you hedging against your massive best ball exposures? Are you playing the hits? Like, am I putting in Sam Howell and Marvin Mims and all the guys that have been drafted?
No, by the time Sunday morning rolls around, I need to erase everything that I've thought for the last, like DFS needs to be something entirely separate, because if I go in bag defending, I'm going to have a bad, bad, bad time. Like, I cannot allow myself to do that.
Your subscribers are too smart for that, Pete. Come on. Give them more.
As a former DraftKings pro, I will say you have to take it into a vacuum. Like, it's got to be, you just have to focus on week one and week one only. You can't focus on all your bags that you've been aggressively pumping.
But what if Sam Howell and Marvin Mims are two of the most objective best then players on the slate? Well, that's then what I'm asking. Them. But there's obviously
now Peter, a spot. So I think this is like a pretty good spot, actually, to think about what can you learn from best ball? How can best ball help you be better at this or see a wider range of outcomes? I think someone like Zay Flowers versus Bateman versus Odell, depending on what the ownership projections might be. Because if Zay Flowers is in this game that we all like and Lamar is chalk, but Zay Flowers is projected to be the fourth most owned Ravens weapon after Andrews, Bateman, and Odell, I think that would be a spot where best ball brain might help you. Now, if Zay is projected to be chalk, if Zay is projected to be the most owned Ravens wide receiver and Odell, because the best ball bros don't like Odell, he's the low man, then that's where, you know, it's just context dependent.
We have so many different plays on here. That's why I think it's tough to really get stuck too much, especially for tournaments, on like specific quarterbacks, because there are so many options. Like, we're not even talking about Justin Fields right now. And we saw what his ceiling was last week.
Fields and DJ Moore does feel like you're looking at lineup. Pete's doing his best ball stream on Monday morning, and you look back at it and you go, wait, Fields and DJ Moore was like 3% combinatorially owned. Like, that feels wrong. Like, that feels insane.
Yeah.
The obvious one that we've seen the last three seasons that's going to happen just again, and it happens again every year. We think Lamar Jackson is going to be owned. He's not rostered. None of his pass catchers are rostered. Mark Andrews catches three touchdowns. Zay Flowers gets in the end zone or something. It's going to be a Lamar Jackson that's like 5% owned stack. That ends up winning.
Do you think
everything.
People are
going
to? Go
ahead.
I was just going to say, do you think people are going to be scared off of the Q tag with Andrews? Or are they going to jam him because he's by far the best tight end?
You have to figure out. They'll be a little scared.
Yeah. Well, I think they'll be like last year we had one primary pass catcher for Lamar. Like, what scares me now is like trying to figure out, like, it could not be Andrews this year. Like, it could be, or this week, it could be one of their three different wide receivers that they have. So you also have J.K. Dobbins. You know, like you don't, you just don't know. And that's why you embrace that, that uncertainty. What are the quarterbacks that you're just like out on? Might be semi-popular, but you're just out on, Davis.
Quarterback options that I'm not considering for tournaments? Yeah.
Like Brock Purdy.
I mean, I definitely would not play Kirk, Stafford. I don't know. And any of the young Stroud. And I definitely won't play Richardson in tournaments either. I will. I mean, maybe I will play him in cash. I don't know. It's Wednesday, but
why none of the rookies. Kirk?
I don't know. It just feels like whatever. Feels like you're playing him in the massive Justin Jefferson chalk, and I don't really know if the Buccaneers can push them that much.
If you're doing ones that are like at the high end, like, you know, not just like the low hanging fruit. I mean, I don't really want to play Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
You know, coming off this on the road at Cleveland doesn't seem like a fun time to me.
All right. Let's move on to creating an actual DraftKings lineup. As you know, how it works, we give the overview. We go quarterbacks. We go DraftKings lineup. Then we go running backs, wide receivers, FanDuel lineup, tight ends, and then we end this show. So
we got someone in the chat here. I need somebody's take. This is what the Blitz is spitting out early. Baker Mayfield. What are the
I think he's got Baker projected for like 303 passing yards or something early.
The dome boner is out in full force early.
Any idea?
they're playing
the market that is on him.
It's probably about 100 yards over.
I like market, Rashad but... White.
Yeah, I don't.
I do have to give my weekly PSA. I know we're a little rusty here. For all the edge seekers out there, we do have a few free rolls on DraftKings.com. A couple of the classics, 5K draft time matchups presented by Miller Lite. We also have the tried and true, the Steady Eddie 5K Guinness Time Challenge. But this year we got a new one, guys, and I'm really excited about this one. It's a $20,000 guaranteed prize pool, completely free to enter. It's the Fast Start to NFL Kickoff powered by Fast Twitch. Powered by Fast Twitch. That's where I will be putting today's Swolecast lineup.
What is Fast Twitch? Is it like a health company?
I'll be putting this lineup in the congratulations on completing week one of the tailgates and touchdowns promotion. 25K in prizes for people who completed this mission on DraftKings. So I need to realize some equity here, fellas.
Fast Twitch is an energy drink from Gatorade.
Sounds like something David Kitchen would review on Cavish in a future edition.
I would need to go get me some.
Guys, NFL season is back. I am getting cash game head-to-head invites from the chat. We are
Tagole, NFL season. Tagole Batiz said that you basically, he just mocked your thing that Anthony Richardson's the only cash game quarterback play.
I might end up playing Hurts, but I feel very confident.
You'll end up playing whoever the secret chat consensus is. Let's be real.
Correct.
Let me just say, Sam Howell optimal lineups are looking
pretty good.
Very feisty. Yeah. Very feisty.
Love all right, Howell. Tuttle.
I mean, I see these ones jamming in JJ, Tyreek, and I can't think of the other guy's name. Jamar.
Which is just ridiculous. I agree.
Just the number two ADP wide receiver. All right, Tuttle, you get first pick.
Wow.
Yeah.
First pick for Tutsky.
This is so do bad. It. I want to do it, though. Can I do it?
Yes, you can do whoever you want.
I'm not even a homer, but this is the price point leverage. We're gonna do the Green Bay stack.
Jordan Love.
You guys pick who the stack is. Is it Reed or Musgrave?
Musgrave.
Okay. Musgrave.
I mean, Musgrave, 2,900. God, that's glorious.
Musgrave is going to be chalk.
No, he's not.
No, he won't be.
A rookie tight end is not going to be chalk, David. 13% even feels a little bit high to me. Jamino, 13% feels
Jamino,
a little
we're
high.
Coming at you.
It's going to be Musgrave, and because all that we already talked about, the high price tight ends, not even a thing. So people are just going to punt, and Musgrave and will be the punt. Maybe some Chig and Njoku in there.
I'm not even sold on making this a stack if we don't want to play Love. I'll just pick Musgrave.
No.
But I do think Love is decent leverage off of the Howells of the world. Is there a universe where Jordan Love outscores Sam Howell? Of course.
Sure. Yeah, we just don't know for sure. All right. Davis.
All right. I will pick a running back. I'm going to pick Kenneth Walker of the Seattle Seahawks. I think that it's like a nut spot for him. And 20%, you think?
He's showing his chalk.
Wow.
In aggregate, he's showing us higher than that.
Davis, you sure you don't want to jam in Justin Jefferson there? I mean, really, just get risky.
No, I'm gonna stick with that. I do really like this spot for him.
All right, Peter.
Yeah, I just feel like it'd be fun to just have a little bit of a mini correlation. You know, let's put in Khalil Herbert here.
I was gonna go Herbert. He's been one of the guys I've been championing.
He's mine. Kitchen does not get credit for this play. I do.
All right. That leaves wide receiver just wide open. I'm going to do it. Puka.
Shocking.
Oh my God.
Oh, David.
We're going to have to spend some money.
I would not have done it, but Kenneth Walker. You've got Kenneth Walker in
here.
Why don't we
play the good wide receiver? Why don't we play the one with permission for
the chat to make a 1v1 2-2.
I'm playing a 3K receiver.
Could be a million dollar mistake. It could be a million dollar mistake by you guys.
No, because it's because at most I think it's a $20,000 mistake here in the fast Twitch challenge. $1,000 mistake.
What's first place in the touchdown and tailgates exclusive? Could be like a $5,000 mistake.
When they say that Puka is an immediate contributor, you listen.
Every single rookie who has been drafted is touted by their team as an immediate contributor.
Well, sometimes you need to listen, especially since we're putting Musgrave in here. I mean, same thought process.
This lineup is so trash.
This lineup
is not. This is maybe
the worst lineup in the history of the show.
I mean, it's so bad that Sosa hasn't even acknowledged my pick on the screen share yet.
Yeah, he won't put Herbert in. All right, I'm gonna go ahead.
No, it's not your turn. It's Tuttle's turn.
Tuttle, save us, please.
How do you want me to save?
No,
we got money to spend.
We gotta play Devontae.
We do.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Don't pop your bags.
I'll let you pick that. I'll pick somebody else. I'll You can pick Davante ahead of me. That's fine. I ain't mad at you.
I picked Davante Adams 7,900 against Patrick Sertan, who I definitely know who that is. You know why I know who that is? Because they took him over Justin Fields, and I remember being aghast.
Man, this feels like a gross spot for Davante at Denver.
Theoretically, here, let's say we are scared. Theoretically, who is the primary beneficiary if we're scared of the one on one matchup here?
Mims or Dulcich, probably.
We're talking about Davante.
They're on the wrong team.
Oh yeah. Shit! It would be your boy. It would be your boy, Jacoby Myers. Yeah,
Jacoby. So what are we looking at here? Is Renfro slot?
They're all slot. They built the whole plane out of wide receivers.
When I was doing my best ball drafts, I was so confused. I'm like, and I didn't want to put any research into it. I'm like, what?
Based on how this is going, we should still be best ball drafting.
Yeah, I think my real football guy take is that they probably have Adams and Renfro play on the outside, and that because Adams played on the outside quite a bit last year. It was the highest average depth of target of Adams's career last season. So I think they probably think that he can do that. So that would mean Myers ends up being the primary slot guy, because they also think Renfro's like a great route runner. So if you're a great route runner, you can win on the outside.
So I'm confused. Are we playing both Davante Adams and Jacoby Myers?
No, we're not.
No.
Sosa's having an off day.
So what are we doing?
I'm just disgusted with this team. It's hard to focus.
Fair. You got to pick an expensive guy, Dan.
Pick an expensive guy. Let's it feels like we're not having... Well, we don't really have to play ownership game anymore, do we?
No. Once you've inserted Puka Nacua in, you can kind of or Love, you can play whoever you want.
Yeah, I'll
he
just
plays
take, I'll
also
take
in the last shot. Game of this of the slate, so just be ready for that late hammer.
Who Tuttle?
Jefferson. I'll just Jefferson. The Jefferson track. Right.
That's fine.
I was gonna say if you get in this range and you want to like start with ownership, these Eagles receivers don't look like
that's
gonna be
that's a good point
rostered
good
at all
point, yeah
obviously not ideal matchup but
well
yeah
we can who is it to me now
yeah
yes
all right well we can afford Tyreek Hill here in a $2,900 defense. Let's get in Tyreek.
We're not playing Commanders.
Bears.
No, they're gonna be
we play the Bears against our quarterback. Love throws a pick six in the first quarter and just spends all game chucking.
Now that's a story.
or we play the Patriots, or we play. This is not a great man. The Commanders are going to be.
We can play Bengals
so
against Watson.
The Commanders are going to be like the chalk.
Yeah. Bengals. Bengals.
We saw this.
Bengals
like
against
saw
Watson.
This team last week. Or last season, I should say.
Yeah, there it is, perfectly chronic.
Yeah, this is the Bengals 45% owned spot from last year or whatever.
I'm double stacking Love over Nacua.
I think that's perfectly.
Everyone gets a free square with the Nacua pick. You get to fill that in how you like. Yeah, I'm going for the record with short King Summer Tutu Atwell.
I'm going to play a lot of Tutu. I think he's going to get like six targets and two carries. It's short King Summer, baby.
What's going to happen when Puka scores a touchdown, Davis? What's going to happen?
You're going to get fire off a tweet that gets six likes.
Yeah. I think Dave, I actually think DeMarcus Robinson might play over your boy.
All right, let's move on to running backs. Top running backs, Davis. You've capitulated in pretty much every guy I've tried to push, and this will happen again next week.
Well, that's not true. It happened on one guy. It did happen on one guy. You were right about Multiple. Michael Wilson.
Multiple. Okay, running backs: Deion Jackson, yay or nay, Pete?
Deion Jackson, just the biggest nay of all time. Like, what are we even doing with this Deion Jackson? I mean, I get the whole exciting part about Deion Jackson is him catching a bunch of balls, and that was with a quarterback who would throw to the running back. Does anyone really think Anthony Richardson is checking down to Deion Jackson?
I mean, that was his one good game was with Matt Ryan, and I think he caught 10 passes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get, like, what's the Zach Moss status update? Is he going to play?
He practiced today.
If you want to play a Colts running back, play Zach Moss. I mean, Deion Jackson, I'll say it right now, he's unplayable. There is not one roster where Deion Jackson makes sense. I saw on the Underdog Battle Royale drafts for week one, Deion Jackson was getting drafted ahead of Samaje Perine in the ADP. I'm like, what are we even doing here?
I didn't know there were so many Deion Jackson slappies. I'm wrong. His best game last year was not 8 receptions. It was 10 receptions for 79 yards.
Against the Jags, right?
Yeah, that was his contribution.
I don't get the Deion Jackson thing.
All right. Davis, Raheem Mostert.
Mostert, I think,
31-year-old running back.
Mostert, I think, is the good median projection play. I do think it's hard for me to tell if this is best ball brain or not, but I do think that I like Devin Achane. I think that if Devin Achane is going to be 1% owned at 4,900 and Mostert is going to be 20-25% owned, and Achane for sure will not lead this backfield in touches. Like, literally it would have to be, if you want to get back in your time machine and remember when Tarik Cohen in his first ever NFL game won someone $1 million, he had 5 carries for 66 yards and 8 receptions for 47 yards, but he had 100 scrimmage yards and a touchdown. That would be the corollary.
Yeah, I just like Mostert is he's like a fine play, I guess, but I want to know why like Antonio Gibson doesn't have a higher projection than what he does around the same price point.
Because Ron Rivera loves Brian Robinson, like actually.
Yeah. And this is where my best ball brain comes in. As far
Brian
as
Robinson was on the zero RB list, man. You gotta expand your mind.
I know. All right. How familiar are you with the running backs right now, Tuttle, to comment on them?
Here's the thing. I don't think I have to be familiar because
yeah,
to me, it's all the same names obvious. You know.
Well, no, it looks just obvious punt? If like. No, because that's what everybody's doing. That's what 60-70% of lineups are doing. So who are the high priced running backs that we're taking?
Like Eckler, C-Mac, Derrick Henry.
I'll give you the gold star.
I know
lock.
Davis's was Bijan. Oh,
I'm gold starring Bijan at this ownership projection.
So the guy who's going to fall into dead man's land of people paying up for CMC, Eckler, Bijan, or paying down for the 5K guys, he's going to get completely lost in the shuffle. It's Travis Etienne at 6,900. No one's going to play Etienne.
I love it.
Ew.
And they're going to crush the Colts, and Etienne is going to go nuclear.
Gold Tank star Bigsby's lock. Going to have 2 touchdowns.
That's best ball brain right there.
And that's the uncertain backfield too, right?
Yep.
You're taking advantage of both both the price point and uncertainty there. I can do that.
I'd rather pay up a few hundred more for Josh Jacobs or Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that's why I'm
gonna. I mean, people aren't playing Bijan either, though. I dig Davis's take too. Like, people aren't paying AK here.
This dude, the Panthers stink. Reeves will have the great stats. We'll do our podcast on Friday. Reeves always has the great stats. But like he said one the other day when we were doing a show, like rookie quarterbacks and their debuts, like basically it's just like you're just trying for them to not like actively shit themselves. Like as long as they don't leave the game with like Dookie in their drawers, they like pretty much did their job. Like even the Falcons, I bet the Falcons spread. I think it goes pretty well.
Is running back going to be like the most uncertain position from week one? Because like, we don't know how teams are going to deploy their running back situations. We're going to look back and be like, such an idiot. Why didn't I play DeAndre Swift for 5,400? Like he's going to be the lead back for Philly. Like that's going to happen, right? We don't know what these splits will truly be, Pete.
Well, chat had one, Josh Jacobs. I mean,
that's, I already said Josh Jacobs because they're going to run the wheels off of him this year.
But that is the thing about best ball brain, right? Like when we take, and as much as I like A-Chain with Davis, but like the Bigsby, like you're taking those guys saying like, by the time we get towards the end of the season, they've carved out a bigger role or they've taken advantage of an injury. I think we want to be on the opposite side of those plays in week one.
Well, I wasn't an A-Chain guy for most of the summer until...
Until you started writing tweets saying, if Devon A-Chain has only one fan, it's you?
Well, it was the Jeff Wilson Jr. injury, but I did... Jacob tried to A-Chain pill me, and it didn't really work, and then all it took was Jeff Wilson Jr. getting hurt.
Jamal Williams is 5,100. I'm going to read some running backs who are 400 more or less. Rashad White... No. Raheem Mostert, DeAndre Swift, Khalil Herbert, Antonio Gibson. Leaving out P. Ryan and Dylan, those guys.
I mean, I think that he is an attractive game theory fade, but this is the Saints running back depth chart as of right now. Kendre Miller, who has a hamstring injury, and Tuttle will know this guy from preseason DFS, Kirk Merritt, who is a converted wide receiver who has never played running back outside of a preseason NFL game. I think Jamal Williams, speaking of best ball brain, I really have like none of him in best ball, but he is going to get 16 carries and 3 targets in this game. Probably. And that doesn't mean he's going to do anything. I mean, the Titans defense stinks, so he'll probably,
Does not stink. It was good last year. You're thinking of 2 years ago. Last year, the Titans defense was good and it gets, two more
chat. Sosa, pull up a comment. We got a comment we got to pull up from the chat, which is so true, which is that DeAndre Swift is such the alpha play.
That's what I just said. I just said that we're going to look back and say, I cannot believe we didn't play DeAndre Swift at his price tag.
Yeah. It's a good reminder, though, now that we're back. I mean, Pete's eating the salad out of the metal bowl. Like, we are back, but we are so back. To the point of me saying defenses don't matter. Like, I'm not gonna evaluate who's good against the run or whatever. Like,
okay, well then, don't say Titans defense sucks. Go to a different show. If you're gonna not evaluate defenses, don't say Titans defense.
Well, David, I just did that to needle you.
Davis, be careful. Based on how many people were watching Liam debate Alex from the FFPC earlier, it seemed like people took that advice about watching another show.
That's pretty funny.
Davis, any Taysom Hill takes from you, speaking of FFPC?
Look, man, I was just trying to do is I was not trying to get into a whole thing with the guy.
You started it.
I wasn't trying to make it a whole thing. No, I checked. I have Taysom on zero FFPC teams. Manage, best ball, dynasty. I've got him on does not impact me at all, but I think it was the wrong decision. I don't envy the decision. I don't envy them, that being their rule, that being in their terms and conditions. I think that sucks, but it's a gray area, to say the least.
Terry McLaurin practicing today, so pump the brakes on the Jahan Dotson take.
This is a good one, Tuttle. This is a good one because Tuttle doesn't have best ball brain. Tuttle doesn't know that Jahan Dotson has been, the virgins have just been, they've been voracious in their appetite. I've seen it. Yeah.
In the five best ball drafts I did, I saw that. I was like, what's going on here? Dotson,
are you McLaurin? So if I were to tell you week one, how some people are punting with Howell and Cash, which theoretically means they're in a good spot, which theoretically means Howell could be played in tournaments, but Dotson would be twice the own of McLaurin. Would that be a spot that would get you interested?
That would interest me, yes, in tournaments, for sure. You could also double stack, which I don't think will be used very much. But yes, if you just want to do the McLaurin for $1,400 more, I agree, nobody will be playing him. Before we move to receiver, I wanted one quick thing though, because I have zero idea. What split are we expecting out of the Denver backs?
I think it's gonna be the P. Ryan show.
I agree with Peter. I think they try and get Javonte a goal line carry if it sets up that way. But I think like long down a distance, 2 minute drill, I think that's all P. Ryan.
Feels like 65-35 P. Ryan.
That feels right.
So theoretically, let's say aggregate projections I have in here has that backfield combined for about 24 points.
Yeah.
That also feels split right. That.
And so then you throw 70% of that to Pirine's way. He's starting to get interesting, I think.
But Javonte is the much more likely one to be the fantasy points over expectation guy to score the long touchdown or whatever. Yeah. But I agree with you, total.
Yeah. I mean, 5,100, 4-point home favorites. As much as it's been bullish about Javonte Williams, this is Pirine. I mean, this is Sean Payton's guy. They're going to come here. I think he's going to get saddled up with touches this week.
We got Denver beat writers being quoted in the chat, and I learned my lesson with Denver beat writers, which is to disregard.
We are Davis at the point of the season where beat writers are now doing their own projections too, which is when you know it's time to stop tuning them out.
So you don't take into account what Cecil Lammy says, Davis?
Lammy led me astray, man. Lammy.
I want to hear this. This one feels like it hurt you. I want to hear
what Tuttle, do you not know? Do you not know about the Albert O saga?
Well, I mean, I know your take on Albert O, yeah.
Well, all these Denver beat writers, you know, Albright's DMing me that Albert's tight end won. Lammy's at Denver Broncos training camp just like breathlessly explaining how hard Albert O's working, and then they all just switch their mind. Oh my, I can't even.
Stepfather says that Lammy called the Dulcich fade in May. So maybe.
But then he changed his mind. This is why you can't trust him, because he was all over Dulcich in rookie OTAs. And then when real training camp came and Albert looked all good and Albert was starting, I remember they had joint practices against the Cowboys and Albert O scored a 44-yard touchdown. And Cecil Lammy tweeted, Albert O, tight end one.
All right, we have to move on. Receivers that you like, we talk about the Chargers and Ravens. Receivers that you like for both of those teams. You got to pick one for each team. Pete?
For the Chargers, I mean, it's Keenan Allen.
Ew.
For the Ravens, it seems like none of them are going to get played. I do think I'm going to exit Best Ball Brandon. I'm going to say Odell. I'm going to say it's Odell.
I agree with it being Odell, assuming that he has a rational ownership projection.
And I think Chargers. He will. Yeah, no one's like dying to play Odell.
Yeah, I think you're overestimating the Baltimore pass game ownership.
The Slappies love Odell Beckham, dude. Slappies love Odell Beckham.
Davis,
he just Chargers. Doesn't have the price tag, man.
Chargers, I mean, Keenan. It is Keenan. I probably in like the $50 single entry, I will play Quentin Johnson for best ball bag defending, though.
Not Mike Williams? He feels like the alpha.
No, Mike is dead to me.
Why? Did he hurt you as well?
No, I think Quentin Johnson is better than him.
Okay, I've had our first official sign of the season. You couldn't make this up. 3 seconds ago on my college football list from the Buffalo News, Mike Williams, one of the finest athletes ever to come out of Riverside High School and one of the more prolific NFL wide receivers Western New York has ever produced.
Wow.
Yeah. Are they?
Oh, well, shit. Wait.
Oh, you're reading about the other Mike Williams that died.
Yeah, that has died. Yes. Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, no.
This has taken a turn for the worst.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Where is I was waiting for it. I was like, he doesn't know, does he?
Oh, God. Yeah. I do not know that.
RIP the original Mike Williams, who played for Buffalo and Tampa Bay back in the day.
Didn't he have that 10-touchdown rookie season?
Rick. Yeah, he had a He was a stud, so... Tuttle grinding those news.
bad timing. I'm still taking that as a sign from Mike Williams above to play Mike.
Yeah,
Williams
maybe also. Maybe that's saying take Mike Williams this year, or this week rather, because Davis, the Chargers have a new offensive coordinator. Do you know who it is? It's Kellen Moore.
With me. Yes,
Kellen Moore. why not take a stab at Mike Williams, who is the deep ball guy there? Oh, Mike Williams is dead to me. Poor
guys. Come on. Come
on. By Davis.
Can we make a FanDuel lineup? We need a hard segue.
We've gone off the rails a little bit.
Oh, my God.
I'm picking first for FanDuel, and I'm picking Mike Williams. Sorry to do that. Mike Williams on FanDuel.
That's how you walk it back.
Okay, real quick, before we do the other FanDuel picks, the other team I really want to know about is San Francisco if Kittle's not playing. Their receivers.
I mean, Ayuk feels like if just for 17 or 18 weeks you just played Debo every single week in your single game single entry team as a one-off, feels like you're getting minimum one, like 34 burger in there, doesn't it? Probably two.
Wait, your thesis is to lock button him every week and just hope for the 230 burgers? I don't know if I like my odds there.
How many 30 burgers are you going to get in your single entry team from wide receivers?
Well, Marvin Bibbs is going to give me one on Sunday, and then we'll go from there.
All right. So are you going to be playing Mike Williams on FanDuel for real, Tuttle?
Yeah, he's right there.
Okay. I like it. I like
the pick. Stick to
backtrack now.
All right.
All right. Mike Williams. Davis? Lock it in. All right. I'll pick another wide receiver. I will go with – oh, my God. I just saw Adam Thielen's name. I will go with Tyler Lockett.
Make sure another Adam Thielen's not dead out there somewhere.
Oh, my God.
No.
Tyler Lockett we chose? Okay.
Yes.
He's cheap.
Jalen Ramsey's not – we don't have to be worried about Jalen Ramsey anymore. No one even – everyone else in the football-watching world now is with me on not knowing the name of a cornerback on the Rams.
Yeah.
Plus let me – I need to hedge some of my Marvin Mims exposure on DraftKings, and let's get Cortland Sutton in this lineup.
Okay.
Geez, he's free too.
Yeah,
right now. I haven't seen FanDuel NFL pricing for a while.
Yeah, right now he's the number one.
Probably shocking the first look of the season.
Right now he's the number one points per dollar play on FanDuel, according to the RG projections.
Does anyone have a hard out today?
I do, but whatever. Sorry, if Dan's in the chat, just I'll be a few minutes late to the meeting, mobile priority meeting. All right, so we've got last time we did no receivers, and you left me with one receiver to take. This time, make sure that didn't happen. So we're going to get crazy with running back. And
This is where you say like Tajay Spears or something.
Yeah.
No. We're gonna go with Bijan.
That's
not crazy. Did you make a good pick?
Wow. Because this might be the cheapest you get him all season.
Well, I don't think that's true. I just think it's a really good spot.
If he goes off Davis, this will be the cheapest he is all season.
David, it's
FanDuel. Pretty cheap on FanDuel.
They probably won't adjust his price for like three more weeks.
Davis, you don't know the FanDuel cash streets like I do. Okay. Tuttle?
What do we want to do here, fellas?
We need a quarterback.
I'm going to take Tyreek in the flex.
Oh.
Okay.
For the game stack.
All right, so we need some cheapies.
Let's head over to defense.
Let's plug in the top 20 per dollar play for now.
Well, let's play the
Broncos.
Or the Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals. Yeah.
3,700.
I'd rather have the Texans against Baltimore, but whatever. All right. So the Cardinals against Washington, 3,700. That gives us 6,633. If we go tight end,
Can we get up to Tua or Herbert? I think that should be our goal.
Okay. I'll go Chig for my tight end.
Shocking. I actually think he's fine.
He's a good he's 5,100. He's basically free.
I think he's fine.
And so now we've got plenty of money.
Hmm.
If you slot the cheaper of the two in, so you slot Tua in there. That gives us 71.
71 for our second running back, and we can play Kenneth Walker.
Kenneth Walker again. Jamming Kenneth Walker.
What about
Ramondre?
Yeah, I think that's fine. People are not going to play Ramondre at all.
You're going to be so scared of Zeke. All right. All right. Real quickly, we got to move on. Tight end. Kittle's not playing.
Well,
Andrews, we just don't know.
Back at practice. It's his birthday. He's going to be fine.
Okay. So what are we thinking about tight end?
Just make your amends with your maker and play Kyle Schitt's.
Wow.
No, that's like the guy that you do not play this week.
You literally want to talk about a guy with one of the best ceiling projections who no one will play because it's all ideological. Everyone hates Kyle Pitts. I hate Kyle Pitts. If Kyle Pitts comes out, you want to talk about cheapest he'll be all season. If he runs 77% of the routes and goes 4 for 85 and a touchdown, cheapest he's going to be all season.
Feel like Njoku is the guy.
I mean, Musgrave is the play. Wow, the gift master.
Those of us having a rough show, but man, he's turned things around.
He brought back Kyle Pitts' only NFL touchdown.
All right. Tuttle, any tight end takes from you?
No, not above what we've talked about.
Okay. Freiermuth. Another best ball guy that we've kind of talked about. Like he and Njoku are in that pick, that, you know, ninth round range of guys to target.
Yeah, we should mention Goddard. I mean, 5K, yeah. He definitely seems like there isn't a ton of safety at the position. I feel like Goddard at that price is probably one of the safer picks.
Okay. Any other guys you like, Davis?
I mean, I do think Chig is playable. I like Njoku and three different ways to zig in games where their teammates are going to be popular. Everett for the Chargers, Njoku and Irv Smith if you want to stack the Browns Bengals game. And then I was actually being serious about the min price Jerm Smythe.
I was just gonna say Smythe, yeah.
I don't really see a way they play anyone else. I mean, they cut Robbie Chosen, so Berrios is the slot guy. But I mean, Smythe is a blocker, but the other Dolphins tight ends are really blockers. Like they are extreme blockers. It is Tyler Croft and actually an undrafted free agent rookie, Julian Hill, is the third tight end. Speaking of which, I just picked him up on a dynasty league. Peter, check your dynasty leagues. We all got trades to make before the season starts.
Higby, people mentioned Higby without Cup.
Yeah, Higby is maybe the cash game tight end. I mean, it's Wednesday. I'm not there yet.
And then Michael Mayer could be the guy that you come off of Musgrave if you want another rookie tight end. Really want to jam him in. All right, we got Tuttle's terrible take of the week. Coming up, but before that,
Tuttle forgot. Tuttle forgot.
We do.
I'm pretty sure we already got a good Mike Williams one that kind of fit the bill.
Yeah, yeah. I thankfully.
I mean, Durham Smythe just got mentioned unironically, yeah. So maybe we've already given enough terrible.
Mike
takes
Williams
for the day.
Is that guy. All right. Let's wrap it up. Davis, final thoughts.
I mean, it's the same every year. Week one, you know, the overconfident spots get blown up. Someone who's 0.8% owned binks the Millie. Like, just if you're going to get weird anyways. And don't forget to go all in on the weirdest week of the year because you get double tier credits for my fellow grinders out there. So it's a good week to overextend yourself. For those of you in the chat who think I'm bad, I don't even necessarily disagree, but if you do think I'm bad, you can send me a head-to-head. My username is Davis Matic on DraftKings, and I will accept those.
Yeah, you got some comments in the chat that were, I don't know, the chat was having a rough time with you.
Hey, the chat, they can feel free to send me
Leave us some comments. Davis needs some love too. And then Pete, final thoughts.
Yeah, no, don't send me head-to-head. Save those until week 18. I just hope I see everyone in the fast Twitch free roll, and we all 1v1 3K wide receivers in that contest to chop up the 1K top prize.
Yeah.
Please dupe me, bro. Tis the season.
It's the season. If you want to copy our homework, you can do the new props and pick 'em package on RG, so you can tell all the experts there. We also have all of our projections, college football package, Tuttle helping out behind the scenes. So again, the amount of detail that our projections team puts into the products, it's pretty awesome to see. And I will say, if you're looking forward to watching the games, four games at a time in multi-view, then check out the Kavish newsletter, because that's the type of content you're going to get there. Davis, you want to say one last thing? I know.
Well, I'm about to do a show with Blender and Brick about the sim wars that are going on Twitter right now. So I'm very excited to looking hearing those two duke it out.
And speaking of sim products, I've got a meeting I have to make now. So on behalf of Tuttle, Davis, and Pete, and the surprise spoiler producer Sosa, I wish you all a very, very productive week one. Just take it from someone who's been a best ball finalist. You have to just basically keep that separate. This is a new season, a new week. It's either year 10 or year 11 of the Swolecast. It's going to be a fun season. Thanks so much, everyone. We'll see you next time here.
We didn't even talk about Tuttle's fund that he just started, the Tuttle Investment Fund, the Go Woke, Go Broke Fund.
Okay. We will see you guys next time here on the Swolecast on rotogrinders.com.